right.
So you have to.
I think we saw a match that kind of we expected, with a very kind of strong Honduran side, physical side, you know, always good for surprises, with technically very gifted players that can, you know, score goals out of nothing over there. With Kosky or Bengtsson, you have always to be aware. I think it took us a little bit to get into a higher pace. The first 20 minutes was a bit too static, movement-wise, but also because Honduras did a good job there, kind of pushing high up. And then I think after 20-25 minutes, we took over. And we created a lot more chances, and I had the feeling out there that it's really just a question of time until we score that first goal. And then obviously when you score a first goal, you got to make sure that you close it down, you know, score a second and hopefully a third one. The second came then late with Clint Dempsey's header, for whatever reason disallowed, reminded us of Belgium, two goals now that they stole us, but the way it is. Important was that we got the 3 points also, and because it obviously this team is hungry also for success, and they want to do well, and they want to also get the results done right. And and I think they controlled then the game, even if you always had a sense that, you know, because of their qualities that they have, Honduras, that they might create something out of nothing.
Great.
As much as we talk about improvements every game and trying to get better, does it take some pressure off you and allow you to breathe a little easier to get the first win out of the way?
Oh, no, I mean, I always want to win, you know, and I want to get the results right, you know, that we want to win also in Belgium and also against Costa Rica. I think the work, the transition for the team might be a bit easier, you know, when they get wins in and get the right results, and on the way to getting challenged from us coaches to step it up and to go to the next level and to raise the pace and to put more work into everything they do. And they train really hard. A couple of guys from here were almost there every day, and they saw that there was a lot of intensity out there, and that's what we demand them, and we want them to get used to that high intensity. And we know that they can't do that over 90 minutes yet, but that's what our goal is. It's our goal to get them over a full 90 and even longer than down the road, when maybe an extra time game waits for us. So I think in that process, it's good to have the feeling that we're doing the right thing, but it's also good to have the feeling to get the results in. Definitely.
Thanks.
Can you talk about the Daniels and his first cap and Tim Chandler both pretty good?
Well, I think that you can see, you know, when you watch them closely, that they have a lot of talent, that they really have quality, they're comfortable with the ball, they're comfortable in one-against-one challenges, they're comfortable looking for solutions when they get into tight spaces. That's because they have the background to do that. You know, for them, it's extremely important to get a feeling for it, what it means to play a team like Honduras or Costa Rica. And even further down the road, when we go down to Central America for World Cup qualifiers. So for them, it's even doubly important to have those games. I think the team helped Danny a lot over the last couple of days to get kind of, yeah, adjusted to this new team, new environment, new way of doing things. And he was a bit nervous maybe in the first 15-20 minutes, and I told him that before the game, don't worry, you know, there's nothing you can do wrong today. It's your first cap, you know, you can only win today. And then he kind of got into the game, he got into the rhythm, and he did the right things, you know, he came down to the end line, and you can see his technical abilities and also his strength and nastiness in one-against-one challenges. So I think we have here two players that can help us a lot going forward.
Right. Discuss what you saw today in central defense. Figured the pairing of Bocanegra and Roscoe Pascal. And then what did you think Onyegu brought to the table in his first half under you?
I mean, that's why we called Gucci in, you know, because he's back in a rhythm overseas for a very good team, Sporting Lisbon. So we followed him closely over the last couple of weeks. Their decision to kind of throw him in there already today was a simple one. Michael got a knock at a corner kick. He was slightly injured. And the other thing was we expected a lot of long balls for the second half, you know, because of the wind situation. And as I mean, if you have then a guy like Gutsch, you know, he's up in the air, then he cleans things up for you. So it came, both things came together, and I think we saw that he's back. You know, he's physically looking okay. He still has a way to go. He needs to play a whole year through, game in every weekend, week out, you know, games. And we just hope that he stays healthy and gets that rhythm. And then he's a huge asset for us, there's no doubt about it.
Do you ever believe Mr. Piesman on high risk will be a good score for the game?
No, I think a 3-0 would have been better. Yes, they missed a few chances. I think we missed a couple of very good chances as well. But we saw a Honduran team that has quality. And we knew that before the game. And I mean, I watched them last year in the World Cup. I was twice at their games. So it is a very difficult team to play, you know. They have a couple of very good individual players. They know how to move the ball around. And they create things sometimes out of nothing. So we expected a difficult game. You're welcome.
You talk a little bit about Frank Shea. He combined well with Chandler, a couple early chances, and then the goal. He found himself on the right side and seemed to, I don't know, he decided to move himself that way, or what was the thinking of him kind of changing it?
I think, first of all, we saw a continuation of his partnership with Timmy Chandler from the Belgium game. I think in the Belgium game, especially the second half, they kind of felt more and more comfortable with each other. They knew then who moves where. They had an eye for each other. And there was another step today. This partnership seems like something that they're enjoying. I think Breck only confirms here what he's doing throughout the year already, also with Dallas, that he's growing into a better and better player, a stronger player, and he's maturing, and we are here to help him in that process the same way as Shellis does in Dallas. So we are curious to see that partnership, how it will even develop more in the near future time.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you're keen to get your team to play the ball out of the back more and exit out of the back from off the ground. Yeah, how did you think that you shifted in that regard tonight?
Well, it was tonight was for sure far more difficult because, you know, when you see the first 20 minutes, Honduras played a high pressure game there and didn't allow this kind of passing game out of the back. And then because of the wind conditions, made it really difficult. I mean, when the ball is kind of flying around and you don't know how it bounces down, you know, you chase second balls and that makes it difficult. The conditions today were difficult to build out of the back.
Okay, two more, Franco.
You said before you're not a big fan of making contests in the game that you get by.
It was because of how the game was going, but also because we're playing on Tuesday night already. So two factors. If it would have been a Friday game today, then might have done a little bit less of substitutions.
Hockey was a bit of a still power. How much do you provide for the rest of the team?
Oh, he's providing a tremendous amount of leadership. I think Tim is now really getting to a time of his career where he realizes now they're the golden years for him ahead, you know. And I told him that. I said, you know, Tim, it's now, it's you go forward. It's undoubtedly you're the number one here. You're playing for a very good team in Europe. We want you to be here, one of the real strong guys, you know, on and also off the field. And he steps in that role. And I mean, I can't compare it to before because I was not here, but we really enjoy what he brings to the table, you know, how he kind of interacts with the players, especially younger players that come in now. You know, he's looking after them the same way as Carlos Bocanegra does and other guys. So I mean, not only because of that tremendous save in the first half out of an offside situation, also off the field, he's doing a great job.
Okay, one more.
I wanted to point that offside out.
Are you overall with the play on the system you want to put in the team going forward? Because you want the attacking style, so you're picking, obviously, some progress in the way you want the team to play.
Well, I mean, we always would like to see progress in every game, but it will take time for the team to adjust to that way and a lot of work. So sometimes the game goes better and sometimes it's not going so well. I think a real kind of a picture you can have maybe after a year or two, I don't know, you know, because it's a lot of work out there for us on the training field to make that always understandable to the players, because they play different systems in different ways in their club teams, and then we have 7-8 days to work with them, you know, then they leave and go back to their club teams. But I think their understanding for it gets better and better, and sometimes, you know, you can show that a bit better and sometimes less. I think against Costa Rica, you saw that tremendously the first 30 minutes. All you need to do is put one in the net, and then, you know, you get the confirmation. And today was a little bit more difficult because of the conditions with the wind and the rain and all that stuff.
Thank you.